first time.
Never before and never since. I promise. Will the whole world be warm and safe?
12 is our number. It's the number of games my husband Tom coaches at Lincoln College every season. It's the number of times we zero out our bank account each year to make ends meet. And it's the number of kids we try to keep track of. Hey, good run?
Oh, yeah.
You need a paramedic?
No, just a pair of knees. Finish?
Still proofing, but I'm sending it to Diane today. Look at this. New clean cover, no peanut butter stains. Yet.
Hey, baby.
Baby?
You know, on the run, you know what I was thinking?
What?
Well, we've been married, what, 5 years?
23.
23, sorry. And I think we could use a little change around here, like this lumpy old mattress. Maybe we should just, you know, get rid of it.
Well, don't be ridiculous, honey. You know you can just pound the lumps out of a mattress.
What do you mean? You can just pound the lumps out of a mattress?
Yeah, just randomly start swatting away. And then
it
you
just
pound.
Flat?
Yes, yeah.
You just randomly start swatting away.
An insane number of kids, but having a small family was never an option for us. See, Tom loved growing up with 7 brothers and sisters. And after my sister died, I spent most of my time wishing I had 7 brothers and sisters. Tom and I met at Illinois Polytechnic University. He was a senior dreaming of becoming the head football coach there. I was a freshman dreaming of becoming a sports reporter. He wanted 8 kids. I wanted 8 kids. Bam. An hour after I met him, I knew he was the one. We just had family at the wedding. Oh, and Shake McGuire, Tom's best man. What a hot dog. A year later, we had our first, Nora. I loved taking her to work with me. After Charlie and Lorraine were born, we realized our dream of living in the city and having 8 kids and 2 careers wasn't going to work. As much as we wanted our big careers, we wanted our big family more. So Tom settled for a Division III coaching job at Lincoln. I quit writing for the Tribune and moved to the country. Tom and I got busy when we moved to Midland. We had Henry, Sarah, Jake, and Mark in consecutive years. Then we went for magic number 8, and instead, we got the first set of fraternal twins, Jessica and Kim. 9 kids. With each child, Tom and I got further from our big career dreams. But we didn't think about that.
Yeah! Oh, sorry.
We had our hands full with 9. We were happy, and we were done. Then we went to a party celebrating Shake McGuire's appointment to athletic director at our alma mater, and, well, too many beers, and 9 months later, we had Mike. After that, Tom got a vasectomy. But he didn't hear the doctor say that it would be a few weeks before the procedure became effective. In 98, Nigel and Kyle got us to that crazy number 12. But by then, Tom and I were experts at managing chaos.
Yeah!
Let's move, then. Come on.
Charlie missed his curfew again last night, so take care of that.
You blew my concentration.
Temper, Sarah.
Now we can start all over again.
Wrap it up, Lorraine.
Hey, Daddy.
Have you seen my frog dad?
Sorry, Charlie. Nigel. Kyle.
It's Mark.
I knew that. Hey, teenager. You got caught on mom radar last night. You're not going to get that scholarship if you're out late with Beth the night before a big game.
Well, I'm not so sure I even want to go to college.
Since when?
Since Beth's mom offered me a job at the auto shop.
Sounds exciting. Well, we'll talk about that after you get your full ride. And meanwhile, in by 10 on school nights, clear?
Got it.
Anything else you want to talk about?
Did I mention I don't like you very much?
Yeah, you mentioned that, yeah.
Then I'm good.
Okay, me too.
Dude, two words. Need new skates.
Dude, three words. Paper route. Hi, can't make dinner. Hank and I are moving into our new apartment. Love, Nora.
Have you seen Beans, Mom?
Mm-mm.
Here you go, Dad.
Hungry boy?
Aside from being like a fashion guru, is to indicate to the local community that the Baker family actually owns a bar of soap. So, as self-appointed in-house rep of style and hygiene, I think I should be allotted at least 5 extra minutes in front of the mirror.
3.
Done.
Good. Now help your sister butter the toast.
Sarah, your suspension from lacrosse for excessive force has been lifted, so you're going today. Henry, you have band practice, right? I cleaned your clarinet. Please don't play with food in your mouth again. Kim and Jessica, your teacher called and has made a request that you do not correct her in front of the class. Mike, you have show and tell today. Please, honey, remember that body parts do not count. Kyle and Nigel, you have a dentist appointment at 3 o'clock, so you're going to work with Dad.
Yeah!
And we're shooting our Christmas card today. What time's Nora coming over?
She may not make it.
She hardly ever comes home since she started dating that doorknob.
He's not a doorknob.
The man irons his jeans, Mom.
Yeah, that's weird.
Never mind. I'll shoot him without her. I'll Photoshop her in.
Honey, could you take 10 pounds off me with that Photoshop thing?
Can I be Photoshopped in?
Wait, if Sarah's being Photoshopped in, then I'm definitely going to.
Why don't we all be Photoshopped in?
Nobody gets Photoshopped in but Nora. Everybody be here by 4.
Why do we always do our Christmas cards in May anyway?
Because the earlier we get it done, the bigger discount we get at the printer. Now let's eat.
There
you go. Look alive. You're eating that donut. Lorraine, pass me the napkin. That's correct. No mark! His cage. Now.
Is everything broken? Teacup with the flower on it broken?
Nice move, FedEx.
Okay, here we go, everyone. School, let's go.
Much cooler.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Henry, here you go.
Thanks,
For the record, I am so over Nora's hand-me-downs.
All right, well, you look gorgeous in anything, Lauren. Whoa, 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 what's going on? What's wrong with you, mister?
Everybody says the FedEx guy dropped me off because I don't fit in with his family.
You fit. You fit right here. That.
I call shotgun!
Hide it!
All right, that's it. Hey, you two, knock it off. Mom's losing it. I'm losing it. All right, come on, break it up. Break it up. Here we go. Are you okay?
No!
I'll give you candy.
Kyle, chill or be chill.
Sure, listen to him. Mark?
So Nora's not coming?
Well, not exactly.
That is so Nora. We tell them they can't sleep together when they visit, so she moves in with them.
Honey, she's just trying to have her own life.
She's too young to have her own life.
She's 22, the same age I was when I was pregnant with her.
5 minutes ago, she was sitting on my shoulders pointing at cows in Munger's field.
And then you blinked.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Enough with the blinking. No more blinking.
All right.
You were checking me out, weren't you?
Yes, I was. You got a problem with that?
12 kids later and we still got the heat.
Woo!
To this spot down here, bought the cars in the parking lot. Hey yo, I'm jacked up, spin my hand with the city LBs, my fan.
Come on, get it! Oh yeah! Oh,
getting old and ugly.
Shake. Hey, what are you doing here?
What, are you still too busy being the pansy house husband to read the newspapers?
That coach was 5-3.
That doesn't cut it. I'm trying to grow a program.
Hey, guys. Remember Shake? We played college ball together.
Yeah, the hot dog. Mark said it first.
We're having adult time here, boys.
No idea what that means.
Well, it's this crazy thing where grown-ups actually get to have a conversation without being interrupted by kids.
Sounds wicked boring.
It is. So why don't you run along?
Mom's right. He is a wiener.
Sorry about that. Kate likes you. It's just that, you know, she had to have the biggest stud on the team.
So she chose the third string receiver and got all this.
So you're going to tell me why you're here?
Lincoln's a winning machine. You think you can make our old team a champion again?
You mean coach?
Coach.
Tom, what is it? Just tell me.
Okay, wait.
Dad's covering with the machines. To the chute!
Oh, go, go. My, this is big.
Shake McGuire wants me to coach the Stallions.
Get out.
He offered me a fat 5-year contract, housing allowance, moving expenses. Kate, we can finally get new furniture, we can get a new car. And, get this, university employees can send their kids to school for free.
Wow. Oh, I don't know, honey. A Division I coaching job, that's a lot of pressure and a lot more hours.
Yeah, but with all the kids in school next year, we could handle more job pressure.
Yeah, but honey, Midland is our home. I mean, the kids' lives are here.
Midland has been great for raising our kids, but I never expected them to sacrifice the way that I did.
You loved your childhood.
Yeah. Except for this part, the raggedy hand-me-down part.
Stallion's head coach. It's your dream job, isn't it, honey?
I want this one, Kate.
Let's talk to the kids.
How do you think they'll handle it?
We're gone, Mo!
Okay, everybody, you know the drill. On three, you give me a big cheese.
Jake, do you have to wear black?
Black works, Mom. Jesus, like, had his funeral on Christmas.
He died on Easter, Barbie.
Whatever.
He was resurrected on Easter, moron.
Be quiet.
Don't touch me.
Why are you going to
Hey, what's all the fighting about?
Exactly when did you plan on telling us about moving?
I'm not moving.
Yeah, because I'm not moving.
I'm not moving.
Charlie, Evanston is only 4 hours away. Beth can come and visit.
This isn't just about Beth, Mom. My whole life is here in Midland.
Hello?
Hi, Mom.
Hi, Nora. You're on speaker.
Hi, everybody. Hank says hi, too. So, you guys are thinking about moving up here?
Yeah, you got room in that new apartment for your big old family?
Just big enough for two, Dad. How's your book going, Mom?
Actually, I just sent it to a friend who's in publishing, so we'll see.
Could we stay on subject, please?
Beans' mother's buried here. I'm not splitting them up. They're family.
We can build a fancy new memorial to Pork in our new yard.
Yeah, like we could afford that.
Well, actually, we can. I'll be making enough money to do that, get you out of hand-me-downs, get Jake those new skates, and get that new car we've been saving for.
But I have friends here.
Well, honey, you'll keep in touch and you can make new friends.
No, all my friends are here.
Quiet!
Now look, I know you're all scared. Moving is a big deal. We're very comfortable here. I get that. And that's why I turned down a lot of other coaching offers through the years. But this is a job I wanted since we left Chicago. And in fact, it's more than a job to me. This is my team. And it's my colors. And it's the Stallions. And they're finally calling my number. And I want you to take this risk with me, because if you do, I promise you, we will be a happier and stronger family.
You promise?
I promise.
I would feel happier and stronger if we vote on it.
Yeah, definitely.
I mean,
vote
it's the right
of... We should vote. That's the only way to make this fair. It's the only way to do it.
All right, we can vote. But in the end, your mother and I are going to do what we think is best for the family.
What's the point of even voting?
I'm out.
Let's get out of here.
Come on, Dad.
It's pretty stupid.
Hello? Still here.
All right. 8 no's. 3 yeses and 3 maybes. Not exactly a mandate. Give me a pen. I'm going to change some of these.
What? Let's review, shall we? There we go.
I'm so glad I found someone whose dreams are as big as mine. I love you, Kate.
I always love the way you go for things, Tom. Pedal to the metal, full on, all of it or none of it. So we're doing this. We're gonna do this. By the time we move, the kids will get used to the idea.
Say goodbye to your mother, Beans.
To the car. I'm you. Get her to the car. I'm Venom. Get her to the car. Hey, Charlie. Do me a favor and drive the Cutlass. Thanks for ruining my life.
I don't want to move!
You know what? Everybody's going with us. We're taking all your toys. Okay. Well, whoever said expressing emotion was a good thing, I'd like to see.
Life is a highway. I wanna ride.
call me back.
We'll have friends here in no time, guys. Here we are. We are here. Everybody out. I want everybody out.
Did the monsters give you a good price?
All right, the twins share, but everybody else gets their own room. Now, go kill each other for the best one.
That's great.
Hey, Charlie. You're going to need a car to visit Beth. The old's is yours now.
You trying to bribe me?
Is it working?
A bit.
Welcome home, Kate.
It's gonna be great, Tom.
Jessica, come here. Check this out.
This room is huge.
Can I see this one?
Whoa! Back it up, FedEx. If anyone gets the room across from me, it's Charlie. And are you Charlie?
No. I call this room, nobody else gets it, okay? Look at the view from here. Spectacular. Can I share with you?
Oh, God, they're fast food people.
People are here!
Hi.
Hi, I'm Tina Shank. This is my husband, Bill, and our son, Dylan.
How do you do?
We live across the street.
Thank you. This is lovely. I'm Kate. This is Tom.
Hi.
We're the
Hi.
Oh, no! Gunner. I am so sorry.
Are you hiding a cheeseburger anywhere on your person?
I don't eat meat.
Jake?
Dude! Two words, manners.
What's up? Want to help me unpack?
Sure.
Put your sweater on, sweetie.
He's inside, dear.
Let's start. Okay. So is Jake your only child?
No. We have 12.
I couldn't keep her off me.
Heads up!
A little less wrist, Mike.
Got it.
They're playing hockey in the house.
Well, if the game gets bigger than 3-on-3, then they have to take it outside.
Dylan doesn't really care for rough play.
You're going to want to stop now, dude. Oh, my God!
Hang on, buddy.
Little help here.
I got him.
Save my baby!
Don't worry, Dylan. I swing from the chandelier all the time.
Cool.
So, Dylan, know any good restaurants?
No.
You can let go, Dylan. I think he's got you.
I'm fine, Mom.
Oh,
here.
You know, for the entire minute and a half we lived here, I really hated that chandelier.
Here we go. Okay, we better go. It's time for your chess lesson.
I don't have a chess lesson, Mom.
Well, then you need to practice for your chess lesson.
Come over anytime, dude.
We'll call. Schedule a play date.
No need. Just come by anytime.
Oh, no. We'll call.
You're all invited to my birthday.
Oh, that'd be fun.
Hey, Charlie, come on down. Help me with this, okay?
Careful, honey. There's glass everywhere.
I got it. Hey, Jake, what's up? Really? Okay, well, I'll see you there.
Hey, hey, guess what? Fox Sports wants to interview me on TV.
Okay, well, we got this.
Dad's got to earn a living.
12 kids. That's a throwback.
Irresponsible is with this.
How come we didn't have more kids?
Because we wanted one perfect child, and that's what we got.
That stud who sat across from me at dinner every night.
He got his dream job, remember?
Bye, Dad.
See you, buddy.
On the alien planet.
Where are you going?
Sign up for football. And no, you can't come.
Could this place be any more boring? There's like nothing to do around here.
I could give you a makeover.
Alrighty then.
Hi. Charlie Baker.
Oh, yeah, Tom Baker's boy. Read where his old buddy Shake threw him a bone.
Offense or defense? I'm a quarterback?
Yeah, well, maybe in Cal Poly, Illinois. This is 4A, Skippy. The bigs. Put him on defense. Cornerback. By the way, when you show up for practice, don't be wearing that hat.
Okay, let's see, who's next? Yes.
It's been reported that you like to blast music in your locker room. Why?
Well, it loosens up the players and gets them psyched. Unless, of course, I start dancing, then they just get nauseous.
At least we get to see him on TV.
Coach, how do you manage a family of 12 and a football team?
Well, I've got a great team here and a solid support system at home. Go to bed, kids.
Okay, you heard the coach. Off to bed. Here we go.
In Midland, we were a family. Now we're a support system.
A family is a support system, Butch.
Hello? What is this? Somebody from something, something.
Okay, shh. Hello? Yeah, hi, Diane.
This is business. Salmons and pinks are so homemaker. All right, focus on your navies and your grays. Navy is muscle, gray is smarts. Choose either and you'll rule the boardroom.
What's going on?
Guess what? Diane Phillips called. My book's getting published.
Did I tell you we're going to have it all?
You've never said that.
I'm telling you now, baby.
Woo!
Uh-oh.
Oh.
Oh,
oh.
Oh, whoa.
Oh, my God. Can you guys please wait till I leave the room?
Can you hurry?
Ooh. All right. There's one thing.
What?
They asked me to go to New York for a few days.
Oh.
Oh?
That was a good O, as in, okay. Yes, it's not the best timing in the world, but you're going to New York. I can handle this.
You'll manage.
Yeah.
Well, you haven't been home much, Tom, since we moved here. I mean, you're going to have to, you know, shop for school supplies, get them dressed and bathe so they're clean and put them to bed at night.
Been there, done all that.
You're considering this?
I'm not considering it. You're going. Nora can help me out around the house.
New York. Wow.
Yeah. Wow.
Every once in a while, I carve a pumpkin with a knife made of lollipop sticks.
It totally sucks. I miss you too, but, I mean, I gotta get a job. Hi, Lorraine. Okay, I'll try and be there, honey. Hi, Kimmy. Yeah, I know. I haven't been very friendly recently. They are pulling me in again.
Just tell me you can't do it.
Could you guys hold on a second? That's easy for you to say. You're an only child. It might be fun to babysit together.
No! Whoa, no! No, you know what happened last time we visited?
They're welcoming you into the family.
They set me on fire!
Just your pants.
Honey, I am an actor. Okay, and sure, last time it was just my pants, but what if next time it's my face? This is the moneymaker. I'm not that good of an actor. This is how I get the jobs. I know that. I'm man enough to admit it.
Please.
Don't look at me like that. Please. You always do that to me. Fine. You know what? We'll go. But I'll tell you what. One thing happens, and I'm gone. And no fires. And we sleep in the same room.
Can we put Dad on?
She says she'll help us out if they can stay in the same room.
Shh, no. No way. No, she knows the rules. She wants to have her own room when she's here. Isn't that sweet? No.
Okay, look, why don't you just come over on Sunday and we'll talk logistics. All right. Bye.
Tell me Doorknob Man isn't babysitting, too.
Yes, he very well might be, young lady.
And do not set his pants on fire again.
Yes.
Classic.
It was just his pants.
Is anybody besides me thinking our happier and stronger life was actually code for nastier and suckier?
First Dad forces us to move. Then Mom decides to become a career person and, like, travel the globe.
Now we have to take orders from Hank, the model slash actor.
And he hates kids, too.
Ow. Thor's blind to his evil. We have no choice but to intervene. We've got 48 hours. Let's work a plan.
Season is officially open!
Yeah!
Yeah! Yeah! Right, the President of the United States, Sarah Baker, will throw out the first apple.
Come on, bring on the chin music, baby. Let's go. Toad! Yeah! Oh, it's an apple, and now it's soft.
Apple schmear. The game my great-grandma Gilbert invented.
Meat.
Time out! Nora's here!
No! Please not touch the LeBaron. Just had a detail. Hey, well, Tom, can we please ask the kids to respect the perimeter around the LeBaron?
Hey, respect the perimeter, kids. Come on, respect. Back up. Nora, welcome.
Come on. Luxury automobile, kids. Like your daddy's automobile.
It's for you. Congratulations.
Come on.
I want to hear all about it.
Oh, it's very fancy.
Now, about the babysitter.
Hank. We'll have him dry in no time.
Sorry about your clothes, Hank. We'll have them dry in no time.
looking at me.
Chopsticks. Open meat bucket. Begin underwear soaking.
So, how's the acting career going, Hank?
Was going any better, there'd have to be two of me.
Yeah, we saw you in the commercial with the gargling, the mouthwash ad.
You know, the remarkable thing about my career is I only started acting a month ago, and I'm already on TV. It's the real deal. The career is white hot, Tom. It's on fire.
I read that most actors end up in the food service industry.
That's not going to happen to Hank, Kim.
Candidly, I think Nora's right. It's getting so as I can hardly go out in public anymore. I mean, really, with between the autograph hounds and the paparazzi.
Autographs and everything? I mean, just the one commercial, and then you have paparazzi.
Yeah, I've never actually seen them, but, you know, they hide in the bush, and they get their shot. The crazy thing is that now we're trying to sit at home like regular Joes, and we're watching TV, right? And boom, comes on a commercial, and bam, there's me. It's like you expect to see yourself in the mirror, you know, and you expect to be looking at the handsome devil, but not on the TV like it is. It's like bam, bam, you turn the channel, you're trying to, you know, get it out, and it's just she just keeps popping up. This is like I can run from me, but I can't hide from me.
What a nightmare.
Nora, honey, you want to help me in the kitchen? Nora, stop! Yeah, mm-hmm. Want to help me in the kitchen, get a pie, look at a picture of Grandma, say the rosary? Come on, kids, here we go, everybody out.
Tommy.
Gunner! Save it, boy!
Hey! There you go. You look as good as new.
Yeah, not as good as you, Chief.
Yeah, anywhere.
Thanks, sweet.
You know what you want?
Cake. Is this orange juice freshly squeezed? Nora and I are on a bit of an organic diet. We're only going with the organic, freshly squeezed. And it tastes a bit like Tropicana.
He's the winner.
You guys popping out another one anytime soon? Curiosity.
Gunner!
Digging in.
Sorry, babe. Gunner, stop. Sit down.
Stop it, Gunner.
Oh my hell, he's hungry.
Stop it, Gunner.
Gunner.
Clear. Even though you guys live near me now, I have my own life. It's mine. Not ours. Mine.
Nora! Would you please get in the LeBaron? I beg of you!
My loyalty is to Hank now. And that's the way it's going to be.
In the living room. Now. Let's go!
Your neighborhood canines have completely ruined the LeBaron's paint job.
I'm sure my family will pay to repaint it.
Good. Because I'm sure paying for your family.
What's that supposed to mean?
I think you know what it means.
You soaked his underwear in meat. That is so wrong. Funny, but wrong. Now, who was the mastermind in the meat-soaking plot against Hank? You were the masterminds. Step back, please. Beep. 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 Beep, 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 beep. Beep, 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 beep. You have a dark gift, Sarah Baker. But it's going to cost everyone a month's allowance.
No!
Do you want to make it too?
No!
Now, when your mother leaves tomorrow, I'm going to need everyone to pull their own weight. Now go upstairs and go to your rooms. Soaking his underwear in meat? I mean, how did they come up with that? If I could just harness that ingenuity and channel it into something constructive.
Yeah, like getting somebody to help you out while I'm gone.
I can handle it, even without the better half of the tag team.
I know, honey. I'm just worried, you know. I've never left the
kids.
Honey,
it's 3 days.
I know. I'm going to miss them. Okay, I throw some dinners and make sure they get to school on time. It's their first day, so you know how nervous they're going to be, all right? And kids, don't worry. Mom can be back from New York in 2 hours if something happens. Really, it's only 1 hour with the time difference. All right, I hugged everybody. I love you all. One more hug, and you guys pass it on, all right? All right, thank you, sweetheart. I love you.
I love you, too.
Okay. All right. Do I have everything?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. All right.
Okay. Got the whole neighborhood out to say goodbye, huh?
Little vampire! My plan worked. She's gone. Now I can raise you children the way I want to.
Come on, it's going to be fun. I mean, your dream has come true. Mom's gone. Weak old dad is here. You can get away with murder. You can do anything you want. Dylan's birthday party is coming up. You can get all hopped up on ice cream and sugar and cake and go crazy. Mwah. I'm just a kid. I'm just your kids are going to do great today, I promise.
I guess he's the funniest guy in the herd. They're gonna leave me
here on my here it goes.
I have 12 kids.
Yes, I did.
Girl, I can't even manage a boyfriend.
Well, you can. Look at this room.
Oh, it's great.
Isn't it great?
Oh, listen, we've got big plans for the book.
Really? I'm so...
Ta-da!
Oh, come on. Look at it.
Isn't it great?
It's fantastic. I love it. Look at this.
The company wants it in stores by Christmas.
Christmas?
Yes. So tomorrow, the marketing people will bring you up to speed on the book tour.
A book tour?
Yes, we've got talk shows, book signings, personal appearances, and it's only going to take a couple of weeks.
A couple of weeks? Oh, no, I can't be away from the kids that long.
Well, if there's no book tour, then there's no book.
2 weeks?
Kate, you've been the primary caregiver for, what, 22 years? Can't Tom handle the kids for a while?
They're all going to end up on milk cartons.
Gil, Decker and Rico are playing too loose at the corners. We need to pull them in.
Sarah, dishwasher!
I'll come by tomorrow after I drop the kids off at school and we can chalk out some offense variations. All right, now I gotta go.
Dad, Nigel hit Jim with a dart, and I assume he will be punished.
Jake, get me a Band-Aid, okay? Here, go stir. You like to stir. Okay, let's take a look at it. Let's take a look, see if it's okay. Oh, no, I'm just kidding. It's actually not...
Dad?
Yeah?
This goo's on fire.
Oh, no, that's the way, Daddy. Nice and hot and nice and spicy. Yeah, here we go. There we go. Got it.
Hey, Dad.
Oh, good. Can you get a Band-Aid?
No need to say hello.
Not one other kid in this neighborhood does chores.
Well, we're not like any other family in the neighborhood.
Right, so why do we live here?
Dishwasher, now! Jessica, can you get these plates and put them on the table, please?
What's that? Mike's athletic cup? Ow!
Oh! Pasta de la crotch!
Is that blood?
No, it's just like... Blood! Oh. Clean up on aisle 12. Anybody?
Tell me how to clean up. I'm in puke.
Are you all right?
Still need help cleaning up, Dad?
No, you mopped it up enough with your back. Oh, disgusting. Where's the Band-Aid?
Dad, it still hurts.
Oh, here, let me. Nora, where's that Band-Aid?
Jake put a bucket on Jessica's head and it stuck. And when they have a free moment, let my parents know that I came by to tell them I got a job in an ad agency today.
Nora!
Dad, a little help here!
Nora! Are you all right?
You are in over your head, mister.
I'm so sorry. I mean, I will call. I'm just, my wife is out of town. Hey.
Come here. Can I kill Jake now?
No, you finish washing the car first.
Dad, can you get this Band-Aid on me?
Yes, come on. Let's go. Okay, come on. Everything's
good.
Give me the
Band-Aid. That's the last time you put a bucket on my head.
Okay, let's see. Does that hurt? Okay, good. There, it's all right. Good.
Hey, Nigel, want to play dart?
No, I'm not playing dart. I told you that. Hello.
Hi, how's it going?
No, everything's fine. I'm just making dinner. Yeah.
Dad, check me out. Isn't this awesome?
Oh. How are you?
Good, I guess.
Hi, yeah. Dad.
I mean, it's kind of weird having all this free time.
Sure, if it's all right.
It's fine. I can handle it.
I don't know. You're supposed to tag teaming to manage the mob, so I
thought. No, they're like kittens.
Well, this might be a good time then to talk about me staying a few extra days.
What?
A few extra days?
14, give or take.
What did I say about throwing darts?
That's a lot of days, Kate, and a couple of key games.
All right, but I have a plan. I mean, we just take it one day at a time, and if you start to get overwhelmed or the kids stage a coup, you call me up, I'm home, end of trip.
Well, sounds good.
Okay, honey, thanks for doing this. Give me someone.
Oh, hey, you know what? They're doing homework right now, and it's that math trigonometry thing that you and I just aren't very good at. And it's the sweetest thing. They formed a little study group, and they're helping each other. And it's like a little mini think tank thing. And I just hate to break that up.
Well, give everyone my love, and you call me right after dinner, okay?
Okay, will do.
Bye.
Bye.
Come on, Dad. Don't hide in the closet.
Think you like a man.
2 weeks will go by in no time, guys. You'll see.
Yeah, right.
Yeah?
Hey.
What's up?
Okay.
Come in.
Look, your mom's not coming home for a couple of weeks. What?
Okay. Up till now, I've been, like, mellow about this whole having-it-all lifestyle that you and Mom are currently into. A, because Sarah has the drama queen role totally covered. And B, because I've benefited from your salary spike in various shallow but nonetheless pleasing ways. But, Dad, check it out. This afternoon, Mike was rappelling from the roof. Nigel was using Kim as a human dartboard, and you employed your son as a vomit mop. Common crazy pops, but things are getting pretty twisted around here.
I need to hire some help.
As in a babysitter? Okay, that is so not happening. Dad, just call Mom and tell her we need her back home.
I just can't do that right now. Not with all the work she's done. It just wouldn't be fair.
Well, then why don't you spend more time at home?
Honey, that's just not an option right now. I've got a big job, a job that I love. I'm gonna have to call in some backup.
Help, I need somebody. Help, not just anybody.
Hello. My name is Tom Baker, and I'm interested in hiring a domestic helper. I have 12 children. Actually, I'm serious. Just 12. 12. There's only two. Oh, plus 10. How many kids? Well, when you get here, we can just count them up. Well, there's 12. But one doesn't live with me, and one you never see because he's so mad. A dozen?
Just 12.
Hello. I'll just hang up on myself.
Hey, Dad.
Hey, Mike, what's up?
It's Mark.
All right, Mark, what's up?
I don't get this math homework.
Hey, you know what? I got a game I'm not nearly prepared for. Could you go ask one of your sisters to help you?
Yeah, okay.
Hello. Yeah, could you do me a favor and send up 12 pillows to 504? Yes. Thank you.
Hey, kids. Time to get to work. Lorraine and Kim, you're in charge of breakfast. Henry and Jake, lunches. Charlie, Kim will drop off.
Come on, Charlie. It's
going to
be late.
Cute car seats, Baker.
You know, we had to take our little brothers to nursery school, if that's okay with you.
What happened? Did Mommy and Daddy go back to the farm?
You know what? This whole harassed hick thing's getting pretty old.
Actually, I'm just getting started.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What else you got?
You don't want to know, man.
Oh, I want to know.
Charlie, stop. Stop. Just let it go. Please.
Yeah, Charlie. Let it go and go. All the way back to Podunk.
Go.
Go.
Hey, Gil, I got a real shot with this team. They're 2-0. They're rising in the national standings, and they're taking nothing for granted.
Hey, Coach.
Hey, teenager, what's up?
We need to talk.
Sure.
Look, Dad.
Hey, guys, knock it off.
I know you're all lit up about this new job. My new school.
Press is waiting, babe.
They're out there now?
Yeah, come on, get dressed.
Hey, can we do this later?
kids, how was your day at school?
I'd say the high point, but that you're only 45 minutes late picking us up.
Hey, you know what? There was a pep rally at school today. There were 20,000 people in the stands, and I just couldn't leave.
Here.
Hey, you did a drawing. My favorite place in the world. Is that the Midland House?
Gerhard and I have been waiting for a half an hour.
I'm sorry.
I know the kids' responsibilities at home, Bake, but this is it. This is your shot, your moment, not theirs. What's the matter with you? What are you doing? You've wanted this for as long as I've known you. I just don't want to see you blow it.
I'll work something out.
You know, it's hard to believe someone as staggeringly beautiful as you could deliver 12 children and still look as yummy as you do.
So sweet. I guess the camera can't see my hips.
Phyllis, did you have them conventionally?
After the sixth one, they just kind of walked out.
Why don't you read us a little something from your book?
Oh, I don't know. No, people can just buy it and then read it.
Oh, come on.
Some call me a mom, others call me a primary caregiver, but they both mean the same thing, chauffeur.
So it sounds like you and your husband have things under control at home.
Oh, well, you know, I'm lucky to have him. We sure do.
Kids, on the carpet, now!
Here.
Where's Charlie?
He went to Midland for the day.
Midland? It's a school day.
He hates school.
Of course, you couldn't know that because you're never home.
Well, that is about to change, Sarah Baker, because since I can't go to work without you guys getting in trouble, and since I can't stay home without Shake bugging me, I have brought my work home with me. Guys, meet the family. Family, meet the team.
What's up, boys?
Okay, we will be in the living room. We got a lot of work to do, and I don't want any interruptions unless it's an emergency. Clear. Okay, now go do your homework. Let's go, guys. All right, first team, line it up. Good. Fine. Hit them too high. You want to hit them low.
Complain, but when you're driving me insane, well then I think it's time that we took a break. Maybe we're just trying too hard, when really it's closer than it is too far.
Unless it's with humor.
Something tells me you had an unpleasant interaction with those boys, Mark.
They knocked my glasses off.
I heard you were dissing my family.
I don't even know your family, loser.
You do now! My latte!
I'm gonna make you mine.
coach. Come on, give us a quote.
All right, enough is enough. You're slacking on your chores. You're fighting in school. Things are out of control. As of this moment, you are all grounded.
What's grounded?
What's grounded? I'll tell you what grounded is. Except for attending games, you go to school, you come home from school, you do your homework, you do your chores, you go to bed, and that's it. Oh, yes, Sarah, I know that sucks, but that's the way it is.
Does this mean we can't go to Dylan's birthday party?
That's exactly what it means.
But we bought his presents already.
You are going to miss it. Now, go to bed. Gunner, want to get up on the bed, buddy? Huh? Come on. Come on.
Tabernacle Choir, too. Whatever happened to pin the tail on the donkey?
And on the end around, the guard pulls. That means you, butler.
Going to Dylan's birthday party. Who's with me?
Yeah!
Mud viper. She gets one live rat a week.
Hey, Dylan, want to play catch with the football I got you?
My nanny'd have to check with my dad. He'd have to check with my mom, who would say it was an inappropriate use of free time.
Sounds like a yes to me. We'll get him, Mike.
And O'Neill, you gotta crack the first guy that shows outside. Kids?
Thank you.
make me come up there.
Birthday ever, Coach.
Your children are never playing with Dylan again.
Sorry about your arm, Dylan.
Huh? About them? They're bad. Very bad.
Hello, Shake.
Any idea what this could do to my program?
Don't speak. Listen. I don't want the players at your house, and I don't want your kids in the athletic department.
There he is!
Coach! How will this impact Saturday's game?
Coach
Baker, what do you have to say to reporters? You're simply spreading yourself too thin, Coach.
Child care or football?
Sarah from Evanston, you're on with Kate Baker.
Mom, it's Sarah.
Hi, Sarah. Is everything okay?
Come home immediately.
I want to talk to her.
No. Hello?
Now look what you did.
Dad?
Oh, Nora, thanks for coming. Thank you.
You seem kind of desperate on the phone.
Yeah, well, they're everywhere.
You guys? Talk to the kids. Yes, I know everything. Dylan's in the hospital, Charlie's about to be expelled, and Nora taking time off from her first real job to babysit.
Can we do this later, Kate?
No, Tom, you promised me that you would let me know if you couldn't handle it.
I'm doing the best I can. Please, let's talk later. Bye.
What's the matter? The book tour's over for me. I'm going home.
Get a move on, guys. We gotta get dinner on the table.
Hi, it's me. Okay, I'm coming home. Now, I know this is gonna be a big strain, but the publishing company has arranged for the Oprah Winfrey Show to tape at our house tomorrow, which is, you know, great. But I'm really gonna need your guys' help, okay? We're talking Baker's full force. Boys, you clean up the outside, girls the inside. I want everybody in fancy, nice, clean clothes. And Tom, if you could please just supervise this one last thing, I would really appreciate it. Okay? All right. Bye.
Sounds like somebody got his Jimmy whipped. Jimmy whipped. Until the light! Mommy!
Guys.
Welcome.
Hello.
Oh, it's me. Yeah. Oh, my flight was delayed. They lost my luggage. I'm getting there as soon as I can. Sorry.
Okay.
Hey, those are for Oprah's people.
Is the house clean?
We're working on it, Kate.
Okay, I'll see you when I see you.
Okay, guys, good job. Now go inside and get cleaned up. Come on, hustle up, hustle up. Let's go.
Baker House?
Yeah, you guys from Oprah?
Yes, sir.
She's really going to be here?
Yeah, anytime now.
Okay, well, just, you know, set up anywhere.
I will do.
Let's go, guys.
All right, let's set up over here, guys. You want to put the sticks down right over there and you want to drop the boxes?
Not much? You got kicked off the football team.
Wow, look, you decided to be a parent.
Let's check that attitude, Charlie.
I don't fit in this town, Dad. I'm going back to Midland.
You are not dropping out of school, and you are not walking out on this family.
What family? Since we moved here, everybody's been looking out for number one. Especially you and Mom.
Your mother and I are doing what we think is best for everyone.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. You did not take this coaching job for us. You took this because you were a loser in college while Shake was out there being a superstar. And if you want your shot at glory, Dad, if you want to have it all, you do what you gotta do. But quit feeding us this line about being a happier and stronger family. This move was about you. And you know what? I don't have to sit here and pay the price for your life choices. I'm leaving.
You're staying.
Are you going to make me?
Charlie, I love you. I want you to have the best life you can have. And that means you are getting a diploma.
When I graduate, I'm gone.
Hey, Charlie, am I looking okay for national TV? You know, you turned into a jerk when we moved here. Everybody turned into a jerk when we moved here.
And Mark's father.
Okay, honey, Oprah's coming. We'll talk about it later. Here we go.
Whatever.
I just want to get everything ready. What's the deal with Charlie?
Fine, thanks. How are you?
I'm sorry. Hi.
Hi. Charlie got kicked off the football team.
What?
Don't worry, I'm handling it. Shake. President Gerhardt.
Hello?
Tom, we need a minute.
Please don't die, Beans.
The university is prepared to make an investment in the program, but we want some assurances.
What does that mean?
We want to know that you're committed to the football program.
You have to decide who's making the bacon and who's cooking it.
So what's it going to be, Tom?
Tom, didn't you pick up my dry cleaning?
Yes, dear. It's in the front closet.
Well, I guess the wife just answered our question.
The wife's name is Kate Shake.
What a wiener.
I want an answer by Monday, Tom. This meeting's over.
Dad.
What's this?
Hank slept over. Do you have a problem with that?
Yes, I have a problem with that. This house is G-rated.
Oh, Chief. Look, Nora's a big girl. She can...
Now would be an excellent time for you to be very, very quiet. Chief, I get dressed and get downstairs.
Whoa.
I can't believe you let things get this bad around here. I can't believe it.
What can I say? You didn't pick the perfect moment to have a career.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm not even going to touch that hypocrisy. You told me to go to New York. Do you remember that? Mister, I can handle it. Everything will be okay. Go, Kate, go. Help me, would you?
You're telling me you didn't want to go to New York?
No, I want a lot of things. So do you. That's the problem.
This isn't working.
Yeah, that's my point.
I meant the zipper.
Let's just get through the next hour, okay?
Fine.
Fine. Okay, everybody. I know it's been a difficult day, but I need all of you, and I would really appreciate if you could just put on happy faces, all right? Everything's great. We're a big, happy family. And if you can remember all the lines I told you, nice things to say to Oprah, love your hair, things like that. If you can't remember, don't say anything. Big smiles. Let me see them.
Mom, Beans is dead.
Nobody cares about your stupid frog right now, FedEx, okay?
Stop calling me that!
What's the name of this segment again?
One Big Happy Family?
Okay, I'm calling Oprah's people right now.
All I'm saying is families are inevitable. It's like death or taxes.
Does that mean you don't want children? Leave him alone.
Hello? Look at these. They're monsters.
Ow.
Honey, you can't want this. That's why you're with me.
Nora, we need you down here. So it's the farthest thing from a happy family. No. Hey, don't like your sister.
No, it's weird.
Free to sleep on the couch.
You read my mind.
Daddy, are you and Mommy gonna get a divorce?
Mark's gone.
Mark's gone.
What? Hey, Dad. What I said before, I was out of line.
Forget it. You are right.
Hello?
Hey, Mark ran away. Is he with you?
No. We'll come help you look.
It's me!
Oh.
Mark's missing.
Oh.
Take it to the max. Tell me, Max.
Let's go.
I look great.
Did you not hear me? My brother is missing.
No, did you not hear me? I'm on TV! What was that for?
What do you want?
My son Mark ran away. He's not here, is he?
I always knew one of your kids would land on a milk carton. 12 is just too big a number.
We'll help you look for him. Come on.
It's past Dylan's bedtime, Bill.
We're going to look for him, Tina.
Let the police handle it. You'll never find him.
Oh, we'll find him. Like you said, 12's a big number.
It's about that high, and he's got red hair and glasses, and there's a photo, and you can keep that.
No luck. I've been everywhere.
Well, thanks for looking. Where's Hank?
He's not going to make the cut.
I hope the family isn't to blame.
They're totally to blame.
I have officers check the train and bus stations.
Yeah, he wouldn't get on a train or a bus.
He might have. Those times when I ran away from Midland, I was going to get on a train and go to Chicago. My favorite place in the world.
Favorite place in the world.
Bakers anymore. We'd be like 11.
I figured everybody hated me like Sarah and Lorraine hate each other.
There are times when I want to kill Sarah, but I'd kill for her all the time.
Come here, cutie. Tom, honey, you want to say something? A few words?
Sure. Beans was a good frog. He was not like a lot of the, you know, bad frogs you hear about today. All hopped up. He was lovable. He was almost human. He was like one of the family. Except that, of course, he was green and he ate flies. But he was a hopper. He hipped and he hopped. He loved hip-hop. Mark, why don't you? I think you should say something.
For a long time, you were the only person I could talk to. That's different now.
but you're the one who got me through. Thanks.
Resigning after the season, Shake.
Giving up the dream, huh?
Just going with a different one.
No regrets?
If I screw up raising my kids, nothing I achieve will matter much. Thank you.
I'll make an announcement at the end of the week.
Come on, keep the assembly line up here. We gotta get this done.
Where's Dad?
He went to the game.
Why didn't he ask us to go?
Because he didn't want you to be there on the day that he quits his job.
He's quitting his job?
Mm-hmm.
What would we have to do so he wouldn't quit?
I'll give up clarinet lessons.
I'll totally go back to hand-me-downs.
I'll stop on clarinet.
Okay, ease up. Everybody, listen. Dad's a big boy, and he makes his own decisions, and he's doing this because it's what he wants.
In that case, I totally take back what I said about the hand-me-downs.
Yeah, I thought so. Anybody else want to take back their offer? Yeah, there we go. Mm-hmm.
You could say that when Tom and I left Midland, we had a mess of theories about how to raise children. We still have a mess of children, but no theories. Sure, 12 is still our number. It's the number of months my book was on the bestseller list. It's the number of job offers Tom turned down before we found one close to home. And each day, it's the number of times I'm thankful there's such a thing as family. Rockin' around the Christmas tree at the Christmas party hop. Mistletoe on the way, you can see. Eggs with a couple drops at the top. Rockin' around the Christmas tree, let the Christmas spirit ring.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got room for all your big old family in that new apartment?
You're on camera here, Steve. So
I'm sorry.
You
I am.
Idiot.
I'm sorry. Yeah, you got room in your new apartment for that...
That ex of a wife of mine?
You got...
Act angry, not grumpy.
I really am grumpy.
Well, that's good.
Two times.
Ready?
Then going outside.
Yeah, actually, we're almost done, so let's do it, all right? On your mark, get set, go.
I don't want to move.
Okay,
I don't want to move.
Good job. Okay?
I listen.
Good.
I listen to... The goodest. I don't want to do it anymore.
One more time. Last one and you're out of here. Okay, cut.
Cut! Somebody help me!
Whoa, just for the record, Mom.
Be careful, Pally. Slow down on that stuff. Not gonna remember a damn thing in school if you suck them back like I do.
Now on the end of round, the guard pulled. That means you, Butler. Whoa.
Action!
Frankly, I'm concerned. I go around those kids, they start beating on me. What if I get a black eye? Frankly, I'm concerned, honey. We go around the kids, they set me on fire, they beat me. They're abusive. This is how I get jobs, right here. I'm sorry, I looked at myself in the camera. I'm so good looking. They set me on fire!
All the kids are acting ducky.
Maybe we can just roll ourselves in duct tape, and then I can just roll you across the floor.
Together, man.
All right.
Is that